Hey everybody, it is December 24th, 2014. It is a Wednesday and it is Christmas Eve. We are in the van heading down to my dad's house for Christmas Eve. There is Mikkel and Reagan and Will and Westry and me. So we are just going to head down and spend a few hours having dinner and playing games and hanging out with the fam. And then we'll head back up home and do Christmas morning with the three kids. And then Erica and Kristen are their moms, but they'll come up a little bit later and do their Christmas. And then we are going to go to a movie tomorrow. We are going to go see Into the Woods. So it should be an awesome day. I'm going to go ahead and pause this, and I will record in a little bit. Okay, we're opening presents.
Open sesame.
Open your present, Westry, and see what you got, buddy.
Does everyone open it?
No.
Do you need help?
I have my toy.
Wow.
Not a toy.
No toy.
Take it out.
He's looking around.
It's
jammies. Is there toys behind you?
Is there something in there?
Oh, feel how soft they are. Those are awesome pajamas, buddy.
He's already tossing them aside.
Do you like
that's
them?
Like Ralphie.
Oh, you tell Grandma and Grandpa thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see what it looks like. What's on the front
Mom,
of that?
Can
hold
you
it
just
up, bud.
Do it all at the same time.
What's on the front of that bad boy?
Whoa.
Look at that.
Dinosaur.
Oh, awesome. Is it a one piece?
No.
Oh, it's two piece. Awesome.
That's
fun. Awesome.
Look at Hallie. Do you want those ones? They're pink.
Cute, Hallie.
Where'd you want a dog?
That is your dog.
Now you have a dog.
Now we're going to count it.
Oh, that was an arm too.
Okay, pause.
I'm a guy that does it.
The top. Luke chapter 2. Heavenly messengers herald the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was one of the house and lineage of David.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be born. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Where are we at?
Verse 10.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be all to all people. For unto you is born this day in this city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Okay. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel of a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and the earth peace, good will toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Just be nice, Westry.
plain in a manger.
And when they had heard it, wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Wait, you skipped 17?
No.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all her sayings and kept them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Now we watch them.
Awesome.
Okay, everybody. Well, we are just leaving my dad's house and heading back home. I just thought I would record the Christmas story, since it's a tradition for our family to read that out of the King James Bible every year. Take turns reading verses, and we opened presents, and we had a really yummy dinner, and we played a game where we each had to put in $3, and we rolled the dice. We each had $3, and we rolled the dice, and depending on, I had an L, an R, a C, or a dot, and it meant left, right, center, or you can keep your dollar. So like three dice for $3, and so it would tell you what to do with your dollars. And the last person that ended up with a dollar won the whole pot of money, and it was how old's Luke? Is he 15 or 14?
15.
I think he's 14. I think he'll be 15. Yeah, he's 14. And he won all of the money. I think it was like $54 or something. But it was fun, and we're just heading back now. And my throat is killing me. So anyway, we are just getting on the freeway and heading home. Huh? Oh, I think it's... What is that? I think it's just saying it wants me to join somebody's internet. Let's see. Yeah, it recorded. I think it just wanted me to join someone's internet. I like how it does that. It just automatically or arbitrarily picks.
I was like, Mom, I don't think you're not...
I think you're talking to yourself.
I think you're talking to yourself on audio, boo, but you're not talking. So...
Oh. So we're just going to go home. Everybody's going to go to bed, and Santa Claus is going to come. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a very, very Merry Christmas. And if we don't do a Christmas boo tomorrow, which I don't know if we will or not, then we will talk to y'all later. Take care, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever. Goodbye.
But he's not...